Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. Do you find yourself feeling sorry for other people in your life? We've all done this. We've all bought into sob stories or just even witnessed people in our life that we want more for them. So I'm here to give you full permission to stop feeling sorry for people. You're not helping them by feeling sorry for them. I had someone in my life that I used to, for many, many years, I put so much energy into her because I wanted more for her than she wanted for herself. She likes her life. She loves her life the way it is. And that is totally cool. That is totally fine because it's her journey, not mine. But you're going to have some massive ahas during this episode. So hang in there because you're going to see where you at times have been trying to drive for someone else. That's what I call it. Your lane is driving for your own journey on planet Earth, and you are preoccupied with someone else's life, what they're doing, whether maybe it's somebody that you love dearly that's in a relationship that is toxic, and you're like putting a lot of energy into that choice of theirs, and you are up in their face trying to convince them to leave that person, or you are spending a lot of time thinking about them and talking about them with other people, or maybe it's someone that is dealing with health issues. Here's one. Someone that's dealing with health issues and you see that there's a lot of things that they could do to heal, and you are pouring your time and energy into wanting to heal them, but you don't have the choice to heal them because you're not in their body, right? Only they have the choice to heal themselves, to decide whether they're going to put something into their body or not put something into their body that's either going to work with them or against them. Or equally important is, what are they thinking? And if they're in a state of negative thoughts and fear, then they're not in a space for healing. And so recognizing when we are doing that in our lives and breaking those patterns, because it's really a pattern that we get into at some point in our life, it's normal, right? It's normal for us to say, oh, poor so-and-so, poor Sherry, poor Mary, poor Billy, right? And buy into that story of victimhood. But when we step back and we realize we are all the master of our own ship, we are all creators of our own journey here on planet Earth. And some things were predetermined before we ever even were born or conceived. And we planned certain things for our life with our divine creator. And some things we create once we get here because we want to. And that's okay. Even if it's misery and pain and suffering and sickness, if that's what people choose, that is their choice. That is their right to choose what they want in their journey. So I want you to stop using the phrase, oh, poor so-and-so, or I feel so bad for. Those are messages of victimhood, that you are buying into that and you're plugging into that victimhood. And so just be an observer and a supporter. If somebody finds themselves in a hard space in life, then you can be there for them. You can have positive expectations for them. You can hold a space for more for them, but don't join them in whatever's going on in their life. And I'm not saying everybody that is in a hard space in life is in victimhood. That is not what I'm saying, because we all go through hard things, and there's people that are very powerful creators who end up having a challenging situation. But what I am saying is allow people to have their own journey, observe them, and be that pillar of light for them, that word of encouragement for them. Let's say somebody is in a really toxic relationship. You're bagging on that spouse or that partner that they're with, and you're like, man, I'm so sorry you have to deal with this. They're such jerks, and I feel so bad for you. As opposed to, wow, okay, I see the situation. You deserve better. You can do it. I believe in you. And go out there and get the life that you deserve. Do you see the difference in your support for them? One, you are buying into the story, which is very low vibration, you know, that you feel sorry for them because they're disempowered. It's like, man, I feel bad for you. Too bad. There's nothing you can do, right? The other one, you're like, man, you deserve more and you can go get that life that you really deserve. So stand up, get moving along, and you tell them, you know, you can do it. And that's empowering. There was someone that I was a part of this person's life for a really long time. I love her dearly. I still love her. But she has a sad life. She's lonely. Well, I would think that she's lonely, actually, right? Because she's alone a lot. And she basically gets up and goes to watch TV and then goes to bed. At the end of the day, she doesn't have a lot of interaction, and that is her life. And for many years, I felt personally responsible to make sure she was not lonely. And so I had so many things going on in my life, so many people to check in on, including 4 children. And I remember having an awareness that I was like, wait a second, I care more about her being alone than she cares. Because there's 8 billion people on the planet. If someone is lonely, that is because they made that choice to be alone. That's their choice. And that is totally cool. That is totally fine and valid. But that person has chosen not to develop relationships or not to join communities or join different tribes or clubs or whatever. That is their choice. So I use that as an example, but remember this. Stop feeling sorry for people. You're not empowering them. Be that space of support. And if anyone ever in your world, because they will, gets a diagnosis, believe in miracles, believe that they can heal, because there are amazing miracles that have happened. And I feel like that's the only thing we can do. Maybe that isn't their destiny to heal from that diagnosis. And that's okay too, because that's the human journey, right? But the best way we can support people is to believe in miracles and surround them with that powerful, amazing, beautiful energy of anything is possible. So thank you for joining me today. And if you have not checked out my Awaken group, check it out. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes. It's a beautiful space of positivity, of healing. We talk about life-changing content every single week, and it is literally the price of a dinner. That's the price of it. So come join me, change your life, and step on this journey with me. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.